Recognise. Report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, Iran has warned it will target American, French and British military bases in the region if they help to defend Israel. Explosions were heard across Jerusalem, Tel Aviv and Tehran overnight as tensions with Israel continue. A number of people have been killed in both countries as calls for calm by various world leaders appear to have fallen on deaf ears. The former Foreign Secretary Sir Malcolm Rifkin says Iran and Israel's relationship is unique.
Iran is the only country in the region, the only government in the region, that has a stated policy of trying to destroy Israel and wipe it off the map. All the Arab governments either have diplomatic relations with Israel or, like Saudi Arabia, say they would like to in certain circumstances. So not only is Iran an existential threat to Israel, but of course it is developing or trying to develop a nuclear weapon capability.
Meanwhile, at least 16 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight. A minute's silence has been observed during Trooping the Colour in honour of those killed in the Air India plane crash. The King and other members of the royal family also wore black armbands as a mark of respect. British experts have arrived in India to take part in an investigation into what happened shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad on Thursday. More than 30,000 lightning strikes were recorded overnight due to powerful thunderstorms. Heavy rain has caused significant flooding to a number of homes in the Dover area of Kent. An Angel of the North sculptor, Sir Anthony Gormley, has joined the elite companions of the honour as part of the King's birthday honours list. Singer and actress Elaine Page has been made a dame, while the Who frontman and Academy... Sir Roger Daltrey and Academy Award winner Gary Oldman have been knighted. The weather, cloudy with outbreaks of rain and some thunderstorms, drier in the south with sunny spells and a few showers, highs of 22 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Amelia Cox.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Cheers, Amelia. Good afternoon from me. Hope you're having a smashing Saturday. The music is gorgeous. You're on Classic FM.
Alid Jones.
On Classic FM.
Jones
on Classic FM.
The music of Shostakovich is there, and the second movement of his Piano Concerto No. 2, the Janáček Philharmonic Orchestra performing for us, and before it, Vaughan Williams' gorgeous Fantasia on Greensleeves, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra performing that one. Good afternoon from me, Alec Jones, here on Classic FM. How are you doing? Lovely to be with you on a Saturday. Zander's here from 1, don't forget, but before he arrives, I've got some great music to come, including this from Dvořák.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Stephen Osborne there with Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 8, the finale of his Pathetique. And before it, it was Jiří Belohlávek and the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Dvořák's Slavonic Dance number 7. Played that for Jodie's parents. Hope you enjoyed. Congrats to Jerry and Linda Ann in St. Andrews celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary today. I hope you have a wonderful day of lots of fun. And thanks ever so much for being with Classic FM. The time is 23 minutes past 12, if you care. And it's time for another listen to what has been Zander's Album of the Week here on Classic FM. It sounded great. It's the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra. And here's the sunny music of Rodrigo.
Thank you.
Pretty magical, that, isn't it? The second movement of Rodrigo's Concerto d'Aranjuez. It was the Verbier Festival Chamber Orchestra performing for us, and that was Anders' album of the week. Don't forget, he's with you from 1 o'clock today as well. And June is in Gloucestershire. She messaged in on 6/18/12 to say, good to hear Rodrigo. It was the piece of music that was played for me as an introduction to classical music way back in the long, hot summer of 76. Every time I hear it, I remember those times. Yeah, you can always remember the first piece of music that drew you to classical music. For me, it was the intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana, played by an orchestra with me sitting in the middle of them for the first time. Just magical. And I've got more of the magical stuff still to come as we head towards 1 o'clock. Mozart and Schubert on the way. But first, one of my favourite songs from Handel. Renny Fleming sings it next.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Swollen gums, bad breath, bleeding whilst brushing. All signs of potential gum disease, a major cause of tooth loss. At Darwood & Tanner, our expert periodontists can help restore your gums and save your teeth. Using a range of cutting-edge procedures, from minimally invasive to advanced corrective surgery, we ensure that you are always in the best hands. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a sea turtle from £5 a month, helping communities monitor and protect turtle nesting grounds in Fiji. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Turtle and help bring our world back to life.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the financial ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, especially after her fall, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, with the extra support, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online today.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Mozart's clarinet quintet in A there, the second movement. Emma Johnson and the Contempo Quartet performing for us. And before it, Harry Bickett's conducted the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, Handel's Ombra Mai Fu from Xerxes. I love that. Now, if you're still in revision mode, hope you're coping. Don't forget about Classic FM Calm, our sister station, can help you focus. But also, good stationery, I would say, is a must. Just ask the people in Minneapolis, where they've just hosted their annual Pencil Sharpening Festival. Each year, this neighbourhood gets together to sharpen a 20-foot-tall number two pencil. Why, I hear you cry. Well, it's actually an art installation created in the same spot where a 180-year-old oak tree stood until a storm took it down in 2017. And it's done to thank the community for their hard work throughout the year. It's a lovely idea, that, don't you think? Now then, back to the music. Here's a composer who's always been pretty sharp, Schubert on Classic FM. Thank you. The first movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 5, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner. And that's it from me for today here on Classic FM. Back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't be late. We have a very special programme celebrating fathers and father figures. It's Father's Day. Get in early if you want a dedication for the old man. You can email classicfm.com right now. But after the news, it's Alexander Armstrong taking you through Saturday afternoon in style. Have a good one.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, Pope Leo has urged Israel and Iran to show responsibility and reason after both sides continued to target each other overnight. At least two people have reportedly died following Iranian strikes on a number of Israel's biggest cities. Tehran launched waves of ballistic missiles in retaliation to Israel's strikes on nuclear sites yesterday. Former Deputy Commander of NATO's Chemical Task Force, James Milne, has told us Israel's goal is to damage Iran's nuclear program.
Intelligence services are fairly confident that the Iranians were certainly at 60% enrichment capacity, which is only a small step from getting to the 90% that they need to develop a nuclear capability. Mm. What isn't clear, though, is the actual state of their missile technology. Whilst you can develop the uranium to do that, how close were they to actually being able to develop a weapon system to deploy it?
Foreign Secretary David Lammy is expected to hold calls with his counterparts in the Middle East later today. British air accident investigators have arrived in India to take part in a review into the Air India plane crash on Thursday. A minute's silence has been held at Trooping the Colour to pay respects to the 241 people on board who were killed. Figures released by the Home Office show more than 900 people crossed the Channel in small boats yesterday. 919 migrants made the journey in 14 boats, taking the total so far this year to 16,183. That's 42% higher than the same point last year. And the Who frontman Sir Roger Daltrey says he's very humbled to be knighted in the King's Birthday Honours